Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Celebrities have trademark issues just like any other brands. I want to give a special shout out at the beginning of this podcast to Professor Kevin Cassini at Quinnipiac Law School, who tweeted me about this subject because he said his entertainment law class is talking about it this semester, and they'd love to hear my take on celebrity trademark issues. And really, this is something that I've written about and spoken in the past. Celebrities are tremendously valuable and powerful brands, at least the top echelon of celebrities. Even dead celebrities are tremendously valuable brands and trademarks. For many years, the estate of Elvis Presley owned one of the richest trademark portfolios out there. Marilyn Monroe, Michael Jackson, these are tremendously valuable brands and trademarks from deceased celebrities. But current celebrities have tremendous brands as well. For example, Taylor Swift owns dozens and dozens of trademark registrations and applications. I think the best example of a musician who's really crossed over into a full world of branding and trademarks is Jimmy Buffett. He's got trademarks for a wide variety of names and products and services. He licenses Margaritaville and It's 5 o'clock Somewhere and all kinds of other brands and phrases that he coined in his music for products like beer and tequila and even, I think, real estate developments and other services along those lines. Jimmy Buffett owns, I think at last count, several hundred trademark registrations, or Jimmy Buffett's companies, of course, own them. So celebrity brands and their trademarks and this ability to license or to endorse other products or to have contracts with athletes who sponsor specific brands and products is tremendously valuable. Oftentimes, it's more valuable than the actual underlying work that they do. Michael Jordan was, I think, the first athlete who really took this to the next level and who made far more in endorsements and his contracts with Nike than he did on the court playing basketball. Now, that's extremely common. Tiger Woods has made hundreds of millions of dollars over the years, not in tour and golf winnings, but in product licensing and contracts and endorsements. Same thing with Tom Brady. Similar thing with these top musicians today, where they don't necessarily make a significant percentage of their income from album sales and music royalties, but they make them from selling merchandise at concerts and from concert tickets, of course, are a significant source of income. But the shirts and posters and all kinds of other merchandise that they sell at the concerts that are based on their brand, their trademarks, which is often surrounds their name, but can involve other album names, catchphrases, and other brands that they've coined are a tremendous source of income for them. So it is important for celebrities to register and protect these brands and these logos and names with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. They also have some control over their image through right of publicity laws, but right of publicity laws are quite complicated because they vary from state to state. And because they change when the individual becomes deceased, and it's even more of a patchwork of different state laws for right of publicity for deceased individuals. They also have some control over this intellectual property through those contracts and sponsorships, of course. One very fascinating part of this celebrity brand name world that has launched in the last few years is celebrities taking steps to protect the brand names of their children. And I believe that Beyonce and Jay-Z were the first well-known case of this, where they filed very shortly after their children were each born, they filed trademark applications with the USPTO for their children's names and to cover a variety of products and services. Now, this is a very creative way to try to keep the public off of their children and from making money off of their children. But I don't believe that it's an actual valid trademark protection, because while they want to protect the name and protect the child, the brand, the name of the child is not really being used as any kind of a brand. It's not promoting any kind of good or service. Although I believe that Jay-Z and Beyonce, whether they consciously or intentionally did this or not, I believe that they've included some noises from their children in the background of their albums that perhaps helped given rise to more intellectual property protection for those children. But I think that they're trying to work around an imperfect system by applying for the baby names as trademark applications. But now other celebrities have mimicked this and done this as well. One other area of celebrity IP protection I think that we'll see more of in the future goes to the image and the actual physical attributes of the celebrity. And I think that trademark law may be pushed and evolved over the next decade or so, I predict, in order to allow celebrities to protect their visage, if you will, their appearance under trademark law, not necessarily in the form of a logo like the Air Jordan Jumpman logo, but actually more like a photo of their face and of their persona, because it's becoming so much easier for knockoffs, whether it's through CGI and computer technology to take somebody else's image and insert it somewhere, or whether it's through makeup and even plastic surgery or even holograms to mimic the likeness of a person, of a celebrity or an individual in some kind of format, whether it's at a concert or in a commercial or in a magazine advertisement. And so I believe that celebrities will probably lead the way in pushing the boundaries of IP law to help ensure that these images can be protected. And I think that it's perfectly reasonable that they should be protected, since they've created the value in what the public associates with that image. They should reap the benefits of it. And other companies, other brands shouldn't be allowed to piggyback off of it. That is, in essence, many ways, what the underlying reasoning of trademark protection is. So there are always fascinating celebrity trademark stories in the news. The Kardashians are in the news all the time for trademark issues, as are many other celebrities. But I just wanted to touch on that in general about the protection of celebrity brands and celebrity intellectual property as a whole. And I hope that the classic Quinnipiac will get back to me and share their thoughts on what I got right or what they disagree with. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.